Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are available so many places, digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Try to get away from us. I'm Allison Stewart.
I'm Torre. There's no way we could upgrade you. And coming up, New Music Tuesday, we got Rivers Cuomo, Mary J. Blige, and someone who could possibly be upgraded, Lupe Fiasco. Allison and I do not agree on the issue of Lupe, but there's a little something for everyone here. We're going to get into all that in a minute. But first, here's the now fully stretched out and limber Rachel Martin with the news.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. In Afghanistan, officials say Taliban fighters killed 15 Afghan guards working for a private security company on Monday. The guards were protecting a convoy of fuel tankers in western Afghanistan. According to Afghan officials, the guards worked for USPI, Texas-based U.S. Security and Protection. However, the company has not yet confirmed whether its guards were involved. Meanwhile, in southern Afghanistan, a U.S.-led coalition airstrike killed several Taliban militants Monday. That's according to a statement by the U.S.-led coalition. Now over to news related to that other war. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice arrived in Iraq on an unannounced visit today. Rice flew into the volatile, oil-rich northern city of Kirkuk, which has been at the center of Iraq's political deadlock. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson has more from Baghdad.
During her visit, she will likely pressure Iraqi leaders to step up political progress at a time when violence across Iraq is down. The parliament has been deadlocked on key measures involving oil revenues and national reconciliation. Iraq is supposed to hold a referendum in Kirkuk to determine whether it joins a Kurdish autonomous region in the north. But that vote has been delayed because of deep divisions among Arabs and Kurds. It's Rice's first visit to Iraq since September, when she accompanied President Bush on his visit to western Anbar province.
That's NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson. After meetings in Kirkuk, Rice flew to Baghdad to talk with national Iraqi leaders about pushing forward political reforms. The secretary will no doubt also be talking with Iraqi leaders about the recent violence between Turkey and Kurdish militant groups in the north of Iraq. Yesterday, Iraqi leaders condemned a Turkish airstrike across the border, which killed at least one woman. And last night, Turkey sent in about 300 ground troops into northern Iraq. The attack was the largest by Turkey against the PKK rebels since 2003, and it happened with the help of the U.S. military. Pentagon officials say they shared intelligence with Turkey and other data to support Turkey's fight against the PKK, but Iraqi officials have called the airstrikes an attack against Iraqi sovereignty. And in case you had any doubts, Iraq continues to be the most dangerous place in the world for journalists. According to a new report released by the Committee to Protect Journalists, the number of reporters killed worldwide spiked to the highest number in more than a decade, close to half of them killed in Iraq. The New York-based group found that 64 journalists were killed in 2007 as a direct result of their work. That's up from 56 last year. Iraq is the most dangerous place for reporters. Somalia is the next worst. Most of the journalists killed in Iraq worked for local media, but 9 were employed by international news organizations, including the New York Times, Washington Post, ABC News, and the Associated Press. That's the news, and it is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Torre. Thanks. Thanks, you, Rachel. You're welcome.
Thanks, Rachel.